Hi, folks. This is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 149. Those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know when I talk about guitars and amps and pedals and music and all, I'm conveying my opinion from my experience and learning over the years. Email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Check out the show notes. Follow the Guitar Podcast on Facebook. Last but not least, go to theguitarpodcast.net or .com, whichever one, it'll take you to the same place. Sign up for email alerts, and you can get emails letting you know when some new episode has been released or other timely information regarding the show. Sometimes there might be a video that get out there or whatnot. Anyway, all right, let's get to it. Today, I have a bunch of, I have some email feedback, which is cool. Really dig that sort of thing. I also wanted to tell you that, you know, last two episodes I talked about having my condenser mic hooked up and having better audio quality to the show. And, well, that's kind of hard to do whenever you set your computer to use its internal mic instead of the line in. So, well, I've corrected that. And so hopefully now we have a better signal going into the machine that is actually coming from the condenser mic. Again, not the best condenser mic in the world, but hey, you know, it's a decent thing. It's better than the internal mic or my iPhone as I'm holding on to it while I'm driving my loud pickup truck on the way into work. And today, I got some email feedback and I just figured I'd share this stuff with y'all. This is from Travis. He says, I'm glad to see the email of this new podcast is out. I'll listen to this coming week. It's weird that I can miss a person I've never met, smiley face. He says, God bless you, Travis. Well, thanks, Travis. And, you know, this is one of the emails that, you know, hearing from you guys really, I don't know, it just helps me keep this thing going. And I know there was that lull in time, and I'm really trying to, you know, make up for that and keep this thing as consistent as possible. And, you know, now it's like, hey, I've got this time down here. I was going to actually record this one on Friday night, but it's been a heck of a couple weeks at work. I got a new boss, which is interesting. You're having some things changing up there. And he's really cool and everything, and I like him. But just, you know, change is stressful and it wears on you. And, you know, come to the end of the week, sometimes instead of wanting to go out and have a good time or even come into my office and record a podcast, I think I turned in pretty early. I felt like an old man. It's 8:30, honey, let's go to bed. Well, not quite that drastic, but anyway, I got another email, one from Trevor, and this one's a little more lengthy, but I thought, heck, I'll just read the whole thing to you. So it says, hi, Lauren, I just wanted to reach out to you. Know that it's great to have you back. I've been listening to the Guitar Podcast for a while now, and I feel like we're part of a big family. I guess the good news is the eight-month break has given me time to catch up on every single show you've ever done. Even though I haven't been listening to you since I started, I feel like I have. The way you deliver the show is perfect, even when you're using the mobile studio. Like I say, the content is more important than the quality. On that note, however, it's great to hear you've completed your office. Regarding the 8-month break between episodes, don't even worry about it. I completely understand that life just gets in the way sometimes, and I'm sure that other listeners do as well. Well, I hope you guys do. And I'm sorry, my printer is sitting right next to me, and my wife is in the other room remotely printing to the printer. So if you hear that in the background, it's, you can blame my wife. But she's doing like real business, you know, planning for tomorrow. Anywhere, where was I? It's great to know that despite a few bumps in the road, everything is going well for you. I work in software development and completely understand how the job can affect you. Generally, after a day of work, and between courses I often have to take, I just go home and spend time with the family. I do manage to play a little bit of guitar, though. I was sad to hear that Mike was forced to close up shop, but I'm very happy to hear you managed to get that J45. And backstory is that my friend Mike Morris owned a guitar shop, Brownsburg Guitar, for a handful of years. I taught there for a couple of years, and you know, built up a really good friendship, and always looked forward to my Thursday nights going out there and teaching, and in the off time just hanging out talking with Mike about whatever, you know, whether it's fishing or guitars, and you know, I kind of miss that, and every now and then we see each other at a guitar show or text each other and whatnot. It's always nice, but anyway, continuing on with the email, I was wondering if you ended up acquiring it from the first moment you mentioned it. Some guitars just do interesting things to us, and you definitely have a connection with that one. Regarding Mike, I actually have a friend who opened a guitar shop several years ago where I taught for a while and had the same thing happen to him. He started to focus the business on more lessons, not just guitar, but vocals, piano, etc. And while he did end up closing the guitar shop, he's still doing what he loves. Hopefully Mike does something similar when he can. Anyway, I think I've yapped at you long enough. I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I appreciate what you do. From the moment I started listening to your podcast, I realized just how important the guitar is to me. I've been playing on and off for about 30 years, and I try to fit it in about an hour of guitar every night. I've also become more of a gear and tone junkie than ever before, and even though I don't play out anymore, I feel that if I did, I would sound better than ever. We have an addiction, but it's a good one. Take care of yourself. Maybe the next time I email you, I'll actually have a question. Well, thanks, Trevor. And you know, it is funny you talk about, you know, playing guitar. I told you guys about my elbow injury, and I still haven't been playing a lot of guitar because I'm really a little apprehensive about doing too much and having it give me a good zing or maybe re-injuring it or starting over and whatnot. But I have been playing a little more, and now that I've got the office studio, man cave, den, whatever you want to call it, I'm you know, occasionally having a buddy or two come over, and we mess around with guitars or some pedals and that sort of thing. And what I probably should do is start doing some short videos, demos of some of these new toys I get my hands on or borrow from a friend or and that sort of thing. So I probably need to do that and get those out to you all. But that's been one more nice thing about having this area to work on. Again, on my elbow, my brother-in-law lives up in Wisconsin. Notified me about a 22-day challenge for returning veterans. Apparently, there's a statistic out there that 22 veterans a day take their own lives, which is just a terrible thing to think of. And you know, I have tremendous respect for the soldiers, sailors, and Marines, and so on who risk their lives or serve this country or protect others all around the world, and then they come home and have their troubles, which I don't understand, but you know, I sympathize, and I just want to, you know, whenever I was challenged with this, basically what it is I need to do 22 push-ups every day for 22 days. And of course, then I nominate another person on Facebook to do it. And, so today was my first one, and I was definitely apprehensive about doing that kind of strenuous exercise on my elbow. I used to do a lot of push-ups, and I didn't really injure my shoulders doing the push-ups, but and my pecs are still pretty strong, even though I don't do a whole lot. But like I say, it's what they call old man strength. You reach a certain age, and that stuff just, you kind of give it a little boost, and boom, you have that strength back. I don't know. I don't look like much, but hey, I guess I got it where it counts. Kind of like the Millennium Falcon. Maybe not. But anyway, you know, I did it like a test push-up just to kind of see, you know, just a heat test to see how my elbow responded to it. And actually, it was pretty fine. And then I gave it the day to see if it acted up. And then I did another push up before I had to record the video and then nominate my friend Marcus to the challenge. And it was okay. And I did the 22. I didn't go down as far as I would like, and maybe it's because my belly is in the way, but you know, hey, what can I say? I got my limitations. All right. But anyway, the elbow is doing better. I was doing something else this afternoon that was totally unrelated. And it's actually doing the dishes, and I turned a pan the wrong way, and it gave me kind of a little bit of a zing, a little bit more pain than I've had in a long time. But honestly, the elbows, I'm feeling pretty good about it. So anyway, you know, age catches up with all of us, right? But anyway, I digress. Another email from Jim. He says, I've been a listener since the beginning. Keep on rocking. Love the podcast. It's good to have you back. Some of these podcasts are so busy kissing the butts of certain product developers, but you stay more every man without your content feeling sold out, so to speak. Keep on rocking, Jim. And you know, Jim, that's some pretty good feedback. I never thought of it that way. You know, I guess I've always tried to keep the show honest and from where I'm coming from. And, you know, just like any kind of endorsement I've had in the past, you know, iTunes, I use iTunes. I don't promote them anymore. Amazon, I'm an Amazon affiliate. So, like the first episode back, I didn't put anything in the show notes to link to going to Amazon so that I could get, you know, a penny or two on your purchases. Not that it would cost you anything extra on your purchase. It's just Amazon would pay me for the advertisement just a little bit. So I did do that, and I do use Amazon. I mean, honestly, who doesn't? So on that note, hey, you know, if you're going to go to Amazon and do some commerce there, how about going to theguitarpodcast.com and clicking on the Amazon link and then going about your business there. And it tracks it and says, hey, yeah, you went there through, the Guitar Podcast link. And I get, you know, a couple pennies. Hey, it's helpful. But back whenever I was sponsored by Lynda.com, I mean, I used that product. I used it back in the day. I totally believe in it. Anybody talks about wanting to learn something, a piece of software or whatever, and they've expanded to quite a bit of stuff. But and I'm not you know, doing an advertisement for them today. But you know, I believe in it. And excuse me, whenever I talk about a guitar or an amp or a pedal or something that I like, I mean, I'm honest. I'm telling you, I like it. And, you know, I never really looked at it like, you know, like I'm kissing up to a certain, you know, product for an endorsement or whatever. I mean, I dig Wampler pedals. I like all the stuff they do. And I love his approach to making the pedals. He gets high quality components, puts them together and puts out high quality tone. I mean, it's fantastic. Oh, by the way, he has a really cool podcast. You should check it out sometime. And he has good videos, too. So, but yeah, I'm not kissing up to Brian on that point. I mean, I like his stuff. That's just how it is. And I never really made a conscious effort to not kiss up, but, I guess it's just trying to be honest. And that's a good bit of feedback from you, Jim, that, you know, I am keeping it real, I guess, which is just what I expect you guys to want, you know. Just your average Joe guitar player talking about guitars to you know, I guess, like-minded people. Anyway, let's see if I got another email here. Let's see. David was having trouble with, I think it was episode 48. Let me open this up a little better and get this in. Doggone it, hit the right thing, Lauren. Which one was it? I think it was episode 148. He said he can't get it to work. It seems like it's playing, but there's no audio. The other casts work fine. Help. And we went back and forth a little bit. I was trying to figure out if it had completely downloaded or not. And sometimes whenever I'm downloading on my phone, I just wanted to hit play and it has to download and buffer a little bit before it starts actually playing the show. But that didn't seem to be the case, and it had fully downloaded. But somehow, what did he say? It was 147. I'm sorry, it was episode 147. He said that he had... I guess he had deleted the episode and tried again for like the sixth time, and it finally it downloaded right. I don't know what the deal was. I'm glad that it worked out, that he actually was able to download the show and listen to it and all. I don't have an answer to why it wasn't working for him, but you know, if you guys have trouble with any in the future, you know, give me a holler, let me know, and maybe what you're listening to it on. I figured I'd throw that out. Let's see, there's something else. Oh, yeah. I am looking forward to the Indiana Guitar Show on April 9th. Me and a couple buddies are actually going to have a booth there. I've got a couple guitars I want to sell. I've got a couple amps I'm gonna take and see if they go. I think I have 8 pedals that I'm bringing to sell that I, you know, just don't use. They're really cool. 2 of them are Wampler pedals, so they're good stuff. Anyway, if you're in town and you if you're in and around Indy, come to the Indiana Guitar Show. I'm sure Eddie Prather and his buddy will be glad to see you all there. There's usually a lot of good booths. My friend Dave Bryant will have his booth there. A bunch of other guys will have cool stuff there. There's always cool stuff there. I think of course, I'd like to see it twice a year instead of just once, but I guess that's, you know, I don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff that Eddie's dealing with. So, I'm just honestly glad to have it back. So, anyway, show up, and if you do show up, keep an eye out for me. I won't have a beard by then. I'll have my gray beard all shaved off. But, anyway, you know, I don't usually post photos of myself on, or at least my face on any of the videos I've done, but there was one where I was demoing Travis style picking for like Dust in the Wind kind of playing, and I do show my face on that one, but I'm wearing a ball cap, but I probably won't be wearing a ball cap at this, who knows. But yeah, I've got gray hair. I've actually had gray hair since I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and it just got worse as I've gotten older. Of course, now I'm 45, so it's almost all white. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is. At some point, and I was talking with some friends today at lunch, that you get to a certain age, some things just don't matter as much as they used to. And I guess the color of my hair and whatnot, oh, well, you know, it is what it is, man. I guess there's some nice things about getting older. You start to realize what really, really matters to you. And whatever I can give back on this show or this platform to help you all in whatever way that might be, if it's just passing the time on your way to work or during work, talking guitar or any questions you have or whatever I might decide to talk about, then, you know, I guess that's helping. And I'm glad to do it. Something I wanted to bring up was the outro music. Now I've changed it up a couple times over the years, and you know, for a while there I had that really cool Greg Frazee music as the intro and outro for the show. And right now that is the intro music, and I don't want to change that. I think that's really cool. I dig that. I think it gets, hey, the show's gonna start, man, we're rocking, you know, that cool feedback that builds up, and at just in the great tone that Greg and the guys really got from that recording. I really, really, really like that. But then I changed it up a couple years ago and had some acoustic intros and outros. And right now I do use an acoustic outro just to wrap up the show. It's just a little different. I know some shows will use the same intro and outro, and like TV shows will do that too. But I remember WKRP in Cincinnati was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. I still love it. But the intro music was different than the outro music, but the outro music was just really rocking. It was like, oh man, let's watch another show. But, unless it's in syndication or it's like they're doing a marathon of them, you're not going to get another show. But so I guess that's my precedent, that so it makes it okay for me to have different audio for the intro as opposed to the outro. But what I'm really getting at, folks, is that I think it'd be kind of cool if you have a recording of like your band or maybe your guitar playing or something that home studios are so prevalent now, and you can really make some good stuff right there in your own home computer with a decent mic, a decent amp and gear and all that stuff, and mix down something. If you want, go ahead and send me your recording in an MP3. Go ahead and email it to me. It should come through just fine, and I'd be able to download it and use your song as the outro. Glad to do it. I think it'd be kind of cool, and give me some background on the song, and I'll give it a good send off, and information about whatever the song is. But I've always tried to keep this show family friendly, and I've had interviews in the past where I've had to go back and extensively edit out foul language, because I want people to be able to have their their 8-year-old kid listen to it, or maybe you're an adult and you don't want to hear that kind of language, and it's fine. I mean, I work around people who use all sorts of different language, and it's like, it is what it is. I choose not to, and I'm not judging, but I don't want it on my show. So basically, if you're going to submit a song, please be sure to make it like at least PG rated. I'm not even thinking like PG-13. I don't know what PG-13 even means anymore, honestly. But you know what I mean. I don't want, some of the heavy hitter foul words that could potentially, you get my meaning, right? So, and I don't want to have to listen to it and then go, I gotta edit that and clean up this or whatever. Man, just send me something it fits the description and give me some information about it. We'll add it to the end. And, like I said, after I do the whole trust your ear thing, and, I'll play your tune. So I don't know if that's something you want to do. I think it'd be kind of a cool thing to do. And anyway, that's really all I had to say about that, not to quote Forrest Gump or anything. Man, these shows are short. I need to talk more. Got to have more stuff to talk about. See, do I have another email from anybody else? Somebody looking to see if I need guests. I'm not sure that they actually listen to the show. It's always a little annoying. Whenever it's like, oh yeah, hey, I want to do this and this and this and this and this. And have you ever listened to the show? No. Well, or yeah, I've listened. We talk a little bit, man. They have no idea. They've never listened. They just want to get on the show. So, I mean, you're not really a part of the community, if you don't get that, I'm sorry, but actually I'm not sorry, because if you're not listening, you haven't listened to any of the shows other than maybe the last two. You're not part of the community. You're not really part of the guitar podcast. I need you to be part of it if you want to be in it. So, and I'm just watching the monitor here and noticing that there's a couple spots where I might be popping the P's And I apologize if that's like blowing your speakers or killing your ears whenever that happens. Maybe I need to get a pop filter or watch my gain a little better. Anyway, yeah, getting back into the practice of the whole dealio. So anyway, I guess, I know, man, that's a short one. I know I've had plenty of long shows where I was way over an hour or getting up to close to 90 minutes of rambling on, but hey, this is where I'm going to wrap it up, you know. Email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net and comment on the show notes or whatever you want to say on the Facebook. Oh, wait, hey, I might have something on the Facebook page. Let's check this out. Facebook. I know. I'm sorry, folks. It is what it is. Where is, let's see, there we go. It says I have a couple messages. Let's see. Oh, these are simple, nice, quick messages. Kevin says, nice to have you back, Lauren. Let's see. Richard says, just found your podcast on Stitcher. And have to say, it's great. I've been looking for a guitar podcast like yours for a while, and not only did I find one, I found one in the same town. Rock and roll. Indie. Woohoo. Just wanted to tell you guys, you're doing a great job. You really sparked the guitarist out of me. Again, thanks. Thanks, Richard. That's awesome. Let's see. Do I have another one? Oh, here's one from, this was from last fall. Poor Chris. He's been a longtime listener. Surprised he hasn't left me. He said, Jonesing for a new episode, please. Like, all right, Chris, I've gotten a couple out there, man. I've heard your pleas. So there we go. That's we got some shows coming out and hopefully more to come. You know, again, I thank you all for listening and you know, I'm gonna continue to close out the show tonight. If you liked what you heard, or even if you didn't like what you heard, you're indifferent or whatever, whatever you use to subscribe, if there's a way to provide feedback, like on iTunes, you can provide feedback on the show. If you liked what you heard or you didn't, or you say, you know, this guy needs to get a pop filter because he doesn't know how to use a condenser mic, or needs to have shows that are longer than a half hour, or where have you been for the last 8 months, dude? Come on. You know, get those stuff out there, too. Anyway, well, thanks for tuning in again. This is Lauren Hunt reminding you to trust your ear. Signing off for the Guitar Podcast. Also, remember, you know, send me your song. And it could be heard at this point in time on the next episode. See ya.